This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Michael Friedenberg. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing great today, Robert.
And Michael is the CEO of IDG, which is the world's leading media and marketing technology company. Talk about what the company is.
Well, our sole purpose is to really help our global audience make the smartest technology purchase decisions, and we do that by providing insights, intent, and engagement through our various products and solutions that range from media, data, and marketing services. And we do that in over 97 countries across the globe.
We're going to talk more about the transformation that you're going through, but before we do, let's talk about some of your properties that you have.
Sure. I mean, at IDG, I think our readers as well as our advertisers know us best around brands like CIO, Computer World, Network World, PC World, Mac World, and obviously going global, most of our customers really understand us at the brand level, not necessarily at the corporate level of IDG.
And so you have, I know, I'm going to guess it's about 180 or so magazines in that realm, and you also do an enormous amount of events, about 700 or so a year.
That's correct. On a worldwide level, we have, as you said, 180 print titles, hundreds and hundreds of websites, I think anywhere in the range of 450 to 700 websites, and close to 1,000 events on a worldwide basis.
So let's talk about the transformation your organization is going through, and it's fairly significant. After that, we'll talk more about the specifics, like about the future of magazines, the future of events, the future of webs. So talk about when you came as CEO, venerable organization, what was your thinking coming in strategically about what you wanted to accomplish?
Well, I think when you look at the media landscape right now, the biggest shift that we're all experiencing right now is that not only has the market shifted from print to digital, but more importantly, the internet has shifted from conventional web to mobile, social, data-driven web. So how do you then set your organization on a path that's going to take advantage of a communication vehicle that has evolved now into a commerce vehicle, the internet? And I think that's why IDG has made such a transformation right now, not only from print to digital, but from conventional web to mobile, social, data-driven web, all around the theme of making the smartest purchases possible for our audience when it pertains to technology.
And so what are some of the specific things you did in terms of your brand, in terms of key people you hired, marketing, anything in that area?
Well, the most important thing is that I think in today's media landscape, in order to be number one in an industry, you need to act as one. And historically at IDG, we've been a very decentralized company. 97 countries with 97 different channels of distribution. And I think in the world of the internet, in order to be number one, you need to have a standardized technology stack, you have to have a centralized back office, and you have to have a sales organization that's out in the marketplace operating in selling audiences and not just brands. So you see a lot of media companies today, Robert, making those similar shifts. You look at the New York Times, you look at Hearst, you look at Condé, you look at Meredith, These are all media organizations that are recognizing that they need to fundamentally change their operational and organizational structure to be much more nimble, much more innovative at the point of their customer. And that's what IDG is focused on as well.
So you have thousands of employees. How do you actually drive that type of change throughout the organization?
Well, you set a strategy, and our strategy has not just now to be decentralized. I think what we're trying to find is not a dependent organization or an independent organization, actually an organization that is interdependent. So you set up a centralized back office, and then you have great people in the local regions that are allowing to have the autonomy and the empowerment to actually act within their local region. So I think the benefit of IDG is that you have a centralized back office coupled with a decentralized sales organization, marketing organization, editorial organization that is serving and really listening to the needs of the customer.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Michael Friedenberg, who is the CEO of IDG, and we're talking about transforming the organization. Let's now go into what's really happening in the print world. And I know, Michael, that you have pretty strong feelings about what the future is. You said before that everything shifted from print to digital. Talk about what's really happening and what your viewpoint is.
I mean, I personally think IDG is a harbinger of the media industry. I mean, you're talking about a media company that is a hyper-vertical specializing in technology. So our customers are absolutely leaning forward into the digital transformation that is taking place on a worldwide global level right now. So when you look at and talk about print-to-digital transformation, in 2005, IDG's digital revenues surpassed our print revenues. Here we are.
Now, 2005.
2005.
Wow, that's ahead of the game.
Ahead of the game. So now you're talking to a media company in 97 countries where 90% of our revenue today is digital. So I personally believe that when you look at the media landscape, our advertisers, and I think advertisers in the marketplace, are saying that print will continue to decline, and it is a declining revenue stream. So you have to be prepared to manage it in that way. However, digital is a growing revenue stream. However, I personally think traditional digital display is going to be the new print. I think traditional digital display is going to continue
Describe
to decline.
Describe exactly what that means.
Banners on websites. The traditional IAB units that are on websites today are a declining marketplace, with the exception of two companies, Facebook and Google. If you look at the growth of the digital landscape in the marketplace today, only Google and Facebook are growing, whereas everybody else is actually staying flat or declining in digital display.
So we've hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in. How do they look at their digital assets? How do they make money with digital?
Well, the beautiful thing about digital, especially the conventional web as well as the mobile web, is that as a user, that is the glue, the fabric that is holding the world economy together now. It is the internet. So when you actually think about every CEO, I think the latest statistic is 65% of all CEOs have digital transformation as their number one priority.
Yes.
Why is that, right? The reason that is because the internet has gone from a communication vehicle to a commerce platform. And that is where everybody needs to recognize that if something is going to be bought or sold, primarily it's going to happen across a virtual environment now, not a physical environment. So when you look at what Amazon is doing in the marketplace, where in the United States only, I believe the retail marketplace is $22 trillion in value. Only 7% of that $22 trillion is actually transacted on the web. Yet Amazon owns 50% of that 7% marketplace in the United States. Sears and Macy's just announced this week alone that they're shutting down retail stores across the country. Yet Amazon had their best Christmas shopping season ever in the world. So what is that? What are those things telling you? Now, as a media company, as a CEO of a media company, what that's telling me is that our readers and our future readers are going to be engaging the conventional web and the mobile web in a matter that is not just from an informational need, but more importantly, from a purchasing need.
And do you see that purchasing more in transactions, in subscriptions? what do you see as happening?
Well, I think for our business model, it's going to be a mixture of both. I think it's going to be a mixture of advertising revenue on these new mediums, as well as getting closer to our customer and helping them accelerate their sales funnel. So there's a huge opportunity both on the B2C and the B2B area to get involved in helping our readers make the smartest technology purchase decisions.
Is there any specific advice that you have to people? A CEO sitting down, a next step that they should take?
Well, CEO across all verticals, I would say, is if digital transformation is not your number one priority, it absolutely should be. If you're a CEO of a media company, I think it's very important to start to think about diversifying your revenue streams, because print and traditional digital display will be declining revenue streams for the foreseeable future.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're about to take a break. We're with Michael Friedenberg, and we're talking about the changing landscape of digital and traditional medias. When we come back, we're also going to find out more about his personal leadership philosophies and lessons he learned along the way. Back in a few.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, Each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Michael Friedenberg, who is the CEO of IDG, which is the world's largest media data marketing company. And we were talking about the changing landscape of the whole digital world. Let's go into one more landscape, which are events. And you produce, you can't even attend all your events because it's like over 700 events globally throughout 97 countries a year.
That's right.
What is the future of the events business?
The events business is absolutely going to be booming for the foreseeable future. The beautiful thing about the events business, Robert, is that it absolutely is, I would say, depression-proof. To a certain extent, right? Because when times are really good, people want to network together and understand how people are growing and making changes in their business. When times are bad or confusing, people want to get together to figure out what the answers are to all of the questions that they have. I personally think the events business will continue to absolutely explode across the world, especially in the technology industry, because the technology just continues to evolve and transform. We're currently going through a major platform shift right now in technology, moving from what we call second platform desktop client server computing to what's now called third platform, which is the social, mobile, analytics, and cloud universe all coming together at once. So tremendous amount of transformation that's taking place that users both on the consumer side as well as the B2B side need to really understand much better than they currently do.
And are you seeing the growth mostly in large conferences and small conferences? Where do you see most of the growth?
I think most of the growth is happening up and down the scale, but at IDG, we're finding it into mid to small level events and conferences. That's where we specialize in, right?
Like with 50 people?
I would say, you know, our largest events probably have about 600-700 people, mm-hmm. but highly qualified attendees like mm-hmm. chief information officers. And then our custom event business is absolutely doing extremely well, where maybe you get together 15-20 people to discuss a specific topic.
And where do you see the future of cash coming in the event business? Is it mostly from sponsors? Is it from attendees? Is it from residual sales?
It's a mixture of both, but still sponsorship revenue is the leading driver of the revenue stream, the engine that makes the events actually happen.
Okay, so what we're hearing so far is that events business is on the uptake.
Very strong.
And that magazine, hard magazines, are on the downtake, and that digital is moving forward. But everything's not just it's moving away from the website more into social mobile.
Social and mobile, and then we have a huge part of our business where 50% of our digital revenue is tied to what we call demand generation, which is our ability to connect buyer and seller through information. So instead of collecting a credit card, what we actually do is collect personal or buyer information of which a potential buyer wants to be contacted by a vendor. So we've diversified our own digital revenue stream. Over 50% is now tied to what we call demand generation.
How can someone get paid by that? Is it because you're probably giving them the entree to enormous deal.
That's right. So our advertisers engage us and they say, we would need to fill up our sales pipeline. How can you not only fill up the pipeline, but nurture those leads and accelerate the sales process through those leads? So IDG does a magnificent job on a global basis of not only filling the pipeline for our customers, but nurturing those leads to the point of purchase.
Well, and I could say, you know, most CEOs see themselves as the chief salesperson of an organization, so I would sense that that is a huge value. If someone wants to find out more about this, where would they go to find out about it?
Oh, I would say just email me and I'll make sure that we somehow distribute that information.
I'm not giving out your email. What website?
IDG.com is the best way to, where my email does exist on the website.
Okay, there you go. So it is fun. And there's a good CEO who shares the email. What personal transformations have you gone through in the digital world?
Well, I think that first and foremost, to be a successful CEO or any successful executive, is you better be passionate about what you do. I think in today's marketplace, with all the private equity and venture capital in the marketplace, I think there's a generation of leadership that's coming up that's focused on creating wealth personally rather than being passionate about what they do every day. So I would say make sure that every day you wake up and you're doing something that you feel incredibly passionate about. And then to me, you know, my own personal philosophy is, you know, this whole movement of failing fast. I'm not a big believer of failing fast. Let's not fail. Let's be passionate about what we do and try to bring forth really strong solutions to a marketplace that wants to hear from IDG on a daily basis. And then the other piece of advice I would just give is ask why all the time. I think the best leaders, at least the leaders that I'm meeting on a daily basis, always sort of revert back to be inquisitive, never lose that curiosity of about your industry or your own business or about the employees that are making your business great. And I think that always leads with when you're asking why.
Who should you ask why to?
Anybody. Anybody. Your customer, your employees, your vendors, your partners. I think if you're just innately curious and in tune with your market, in tune with your customer, that will only lead you down a path of success for your own business.
So how about a challenge you faced in business that led you to advance your thinking and become a CEO? So, you know, the personal side of Michael Friedenberg. Talk about some things you went through and how you advanced your career.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to learn from some of the best in the industry. I've only worked for three companies in my entire career. But I would say, you know, besides my parents, probably the most impactful experience I ever had was when I had cancer. You know, when I was 31 years old, newly married with my newborn at that time. I tend to think that, and I still say this, that cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me because it actually opens up my eyes to experience and value what truly is valuable in the world. Once you have cancer with a newlywed and a newborn, you're never going to get stressed out about anything. So it was a good precursor to understanding how to deal with business on a daily basis and not get too caught up in what business brings to you, because life is much brighter when you look much broader.
It's amazing. Sometimes the most negative things can have the most positive impact.
Hey, knock on wood, everything turned out great, and I have a beautiful wife and two children that are phenomenal, and I'm truly lucky to be leading such an amazing organization that Pat McGovern and now the IDG board allows me to do every day.
Talk about the future of IDG.
Well, the future of IDG is incredibly bright. You're looking at us serving an industry that's changing every day, as Robert, you and I already talked about. And we're at this crossroads, right? IDG sits at this magical crossroad between technology and media. And our ability to help our readers understand the technology industry much better so they're making the smartest technology purchase decisions, and vice versa, our ability to stay at the forefront of media and transform ourselves not only from print to digital, but from conventional web to mobile, social, data-driven web is something that I get up every morning and get really excited about.
Sounds exciting. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
No, thank you, Robert.
And everyone, listen, two things. Number one, be passionate. Every day you wake up, have passion. And two, have curiosity and ask why.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Robert Anganis
on the Transformational CEO Forum, where we interview CEOs who have reinvented themselves and then their industries to succeed in the digital age. So our guest today is Mike Gregoire. Good to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
And he's been CEO of Taleo, and now he's CEO of CA Technologies. Now, I want to start off in transformation. Let's take you back to your childhood. What was something that occurred to you that really helped transform how you think about life and made you the CEO you are today?
Well, very deep question. Always hard to pick that one thing, but one of the things that I always remember about my childhood is a lot of personal freedom. I grew up in a really small town that, you didn't lock your doors. You left in the morning at 7 o'clock and you came home for dinner at 5 o'clock, and the whole day was about having adventures, and you could really had a lot of personal freedom to explore, make mistakes, and, hang out with a diverse group of people. And just that freedom and that ability to express yourself in a unique way is something I learned at a very early age, and I really, really enjoyed it.
So, Mike, I have read a lot about what you talk about, like application-driven economy or application-fueled economy, whichever way you want to express it. But before we go there, would be very keen to find out, what was that aha moment where you felt, oh my God, the world is now getting digital, both in technology sense and business sense, and as a result, I need to bring about certain changes in myself to be effective in this new era. What was that moment?
You know, it's a combination of things. Once again, in our industry, when you're building software, it's a people-oriented business. And, just the United States alone, we have 350,000 open IT jobs. In Europe, there's 500,000 open IT jobs. They only really measure it in Europe and in the U.S. And how do you attract A-plus players and put them in a situation where they're in an environment where they can demonstrate their creativity and still get things done? And as I started thinking through that and the kinds of people that we wanted and the kind of people that we wanted to recruit, two things occurred to me. All of our customers were trying to recruit our employees because they, in turn, were becoming software companies. And in order for us to bring the best players into our environment, we had to change the environment, which moved away from a command and control management style where I tell you what to do and you do it, compared to I create an environment where you can get the best thing done for the customers that you're serving because you have the skill set to do it and also you know the right thing to do. And when you change your management mindset towards creating environments rather than commanding people to do things, it's a lot harder, but the results are extraordinarily more powerful.
So, it almost sounds like culture of empowerment. Somebody said, I'm not a big boat, I'm thousands of canoes, so that each one of them can speed ahead and yet be kind of connected in a total sense and bring about that victory. So, share with me some of the challenges that you face to bring that culture into any of the businesses that you have run, the Taleo or CA Technologies today. What are the challenges that you faced as a CEO to make it happen?
Well, the first thing you have to do is reinvent yourself. If you take a look at the way that businesses have been structured, if you went to business school, you were taught plan, schedule, control. Now, those skills don't necessarily go away. It's how do you get the plan, the schedule, and the control. And the best way to get the control is to back off, get the right people in the right jobs with the right motivation that know the right thing to do functionally and know the right thing to do ethically, which means you have to change your recruiting process and you have to change the way that you interact with these folks. You have to set an environment in which you talk about what you're looking for, but don't tell them how to do that. When you tell them how to do that, they're getting your idea how it should be done. When you have a large organization, to think that it's really arrogant to think that you're going to have the ability to tell everybody in the company what it is they should do. If you set the parameters for what needs to get done and they agree that this needs to get done and give them the freedom to get that done in a way that they think is best, you would be shocked at the kinds of solutions that you get. Now, the other thing is you have to be willing to accept that not all of them are going to work. And you have to create an environment, once again, where it's okay to make mistakes, and that's a learning moment. And to the extent that you move on after that learning moment, a great employee that cares about the company, cares about customers, and cares about their own career, they're not going to make that same mistake twice. So you've just de-risked a whole category of mistakes that are not going to happen, and that's the price you pay for education. You want to embrace that employee because now you know that they understand this, they understand your expectations, they have taken a whole set of criteria that they've tried that didn't work, now they're going to go do something else.
You know, looking back at your background, you took one company from very small to $400 million and managed to kind of put it out there in the market.
For $2 billion.
For $2 billion, right? Now you're leading a much larger company. Can you share with us some personal anecdotes of how does one CEO shift from running a smaller company to a large company and bring about that spirit of innovation, experimentation in a larger company?
Well, the thing that you have to understand, when you're a small company, you envy the large companies. And you get to a large company, and they envy the small companies. I've had more people walk up to me and say, you know, we have to act more like a startup. And I said, you have no idea what a startup's like. You know, you're struggling to make payroll. You're pulling all-nighters. You're doing all of the work. You're flying in the middle seat coach. You're working almost every weekend. You know, you don't understand how difficult it is to be a startup. So don't say that you want to be a startup. You want to have startup-like properties. So you want to be able to build product in an environment where you have all the tools and you have a global distribution network so your ideas can flourish. So what you want to do is you want to be better than a startup. And helping people understand that the startup is not this fictional nirvana thing. A startup is full of high risk, very, very difficult, and the probability of you getting a solution that scales out of a startup is relatively low. When you have a 40-year history of solving customer problems at scale, you have something to build on. So don't look at the glass half empty. Take a look at what you can do innovative in the context of your company. So one of the things we did is I put a startup model right inside our company. So if you're an employee of our company, you can put a lean canvas together and get Series A funding, and we protect your job for a year. Now, if you go through the Series A and get through the Series B, we will give you more resources to go build out on your idea. By the time you get to Series C, you have to have a buyer for your technology, and that's the company buys it back, which means it moves from, you know, this innovative startup mode directly into the products groups. And the product groups put all of the things, the marketing, the scaling, and the resources to turn that into a true product. And taking the risk from the employee of, you know, if I have this great idea but it doesn't work out, am I still going to have a job? We just make that a non-issue. So there are things you can do in a large company to drive that innovation. It's really sharing in the risk with the employee.
It's a fascinating model how you've codified it. And I know that you have a full leadership philosophy of 10 principles. We have a couple of minutes before we take a break, two to be specific. And so what is exactly your leadership philosophy? Talk about some of the 10 principles.
Well, this is something I put together where I was trying to figure out a way for my direct reports to be able to understand how I think. One of the things I've learned is if you are more open and transparent about your thinking and bring people into your thinking, you're going to get a better result. So it's a way of my transformation from a command and control management style into what I call a principle-oriented leadership style. There's several things in, you know, the 10 leadership principles of Mike. And there are things that I'm not necessarily good at that I have to work at every day. You know, two that come to mind always is, you know, control your energy, control your destiny, which has a lot of nuances, which means if I'm doing your job, or if I'm dealing with somebody that's not cooperative, or I'm dealing with somebody that doesn't understand what our mission is, and I'm spending all of my energy trying to get them on the boat, they're going to take away my productivity. And my productivity is important, just like I respect other people's productivity. So you have to control your energy in these situations, and you can't do everything for everybody. You have to figure out the places where you can make a contribution and focus on that. Another one is trying to find the right balance between being too direct, which if you're too direct, people find you difficult to work with, or if you are too political, people will find you don't have conviction. And those are the types of things you have to think through, because you have to couch how you say things. A whisper from the top is a scream from the, you know, is a scream at the bottom. And if you are unhappy with something or you really like something, how that gets interpreted over the course of 12 to 15,000 people can really change what you really want to get done.
We are on the Transformational CEO Forum speaking with Mike Gregoire, the CEO of CA Technology. When we come back, we're going to then talk about the future of digital. Back in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, we're back on the Transformational CEO Forum with Mike Gregoire, the CEO of CA Technologies. So you've been in technology most of your life with being CEO of several companies. What do you see as the future of where the digital revolution can lead us?
Well, I think what it is seamlessness between customer needs and a company's ability to satisfy those needs. And when you take a look at how companies are doing it today, the most attractive way of making that happen is through software. And all software, by definition, is a very digital-oriented medium.
You talk about something called the application economy. Describe what that is.
Well, one of the things that we found is just about every customer that we have, their biggest issue at the board level and the CEO level, am I moving fast enough? Am I being innovative enough? And when you think of going fast and being innovative, and you think about that in the context of the relationships you have with your customers, it ends up being in software. Many, many people are much more comfortable dealing transactionally with an iPhone or a tablet or a browser than they are with queuing up in a line and talking to a human. Nothing is more frustrating to somebody that thinks they should have a digital experience when they're forced into an old analog experience. And regardless of industry, industry by industry, moving their customer experience or augmenting their customer experience with a digital platform.
One of the challenges that analog CEOs face, I'm using this provocative term, analog CEOs, CEOs who are very successful in pre-digital era, if I may, and now the whole digital revolution is unfolding. What are the 2-3 tips you would like to give to them, saying that focus on these 2-3 areas, and it may help you to continue your success in digital era as well?
I'll try to be a little bit more provocative with this and not give the standard answer that you'd find in a business magazine. Things that I see the more elevated thinkers paying attention to. Using applications and a digital footprint, don't use it as a defensive weapon to cut costs. I mean, that's going to happen, and you should have a team already doing that well in place. Use it as an offensive weapon to get closer to your customers and your competition. That's number one. Once you start getting that platform put in place, you are collecting tons and tons of data on your customer and your customer experiences. Use that data and those data analytics to get into what we call the next evolution, which is predictive analytics. Start anticipating the needs with a high degree of accuracy of what customers are going to want and get that to them before they even realize they want that. There's no way you can do either one of those two things if you don't have a digital platform.
Earlier you mentioned a little bit about culture and all that. Could you also touch a little bit beyond technology? Because the pure play digital enterprises demonstrate certain cultural elements which make them successful, and then analog enterprises have certain cultural elements. So there has to be a cultural transformation which goes beyond technology. Any thoughts on that aspect of cultural transformation?
Yeah, I mean, for our company and our industry, you know, we're in a very talent-constricted world. I can't stress this enough. The team with the best talent is going to win. So as a CEO and as any leader in the company, you'd better be paying attention to the talent you currently have and the talent that you need. So if you're going to do that, you're going to have to compete with everybody else. Now, in our digital age, everybody pays the same. You know, I have this skill set. I'm in this particular town. I've got this many years of experience. We're all going to pay plus or minus 5%. Of each other. So you take that up. You're not moving to a company because of pay. It's really going to come down to three things. Number one, do I like my immediate supervisor? Mm. So if you have a weak leadership team, If you have a leadership team that doesn't understand your mission, if you have a leadership team that doesn't care about employees, you're not going to attract the A players, because that's one of the things that an employee is looking for. Number two, am I doing interesting work? If you can't create the kinds of work products and the evolution of their own career and give them path and mobility that they continuously have an opportunity to improve themselves, they will do that. They just will do it at a different company. You don't want that. Those are the kinds of people that are ambitious, that are free thinking, that you want in your company. And last, create an environment that is suited towards them. So when I think about that, we try to create a unique environment. We don't want everybody to work at our company. We want the right kinds of people to work at our company. We have a certain DNA, and we want other people to fit within the diversity of that DNA. We're not trying to be anybody else. We're not trying to be the second best someone else. We're trying to be the best us we can be, and we have a very definite view of what that us should be.
Very interesting. Robert, you want to take your...
Yes. I am going to actually ask you what's called rapid fire.
All right.
I'm going to throw at you some words, and just give me a phrase that makes sense on those. First word, virtual reality.
The user interface of the future.
Digital today.
Better be on it, or you're being bypassed by your competitors.
Digital 2050.
Irrelevant.
I have to just ask for an explanation on that.
I think, 2050, our concept of digital is going to be so different than it is today that you'd better open up your aperture and think completely outside of the box, because whatever we think digital is today, I think will be irrelevant.
Okay. I like that answer. Culture.
The most important thing a CEO can work on.
Customer.
The most important thing a CEO can work on for economic long-term sustainability.
And finally, cognitive.
The ability to predict the future. If you take a look at what's happening, and I'm actually very excited about this, when we talk about artificial intelligence, it's really cognitive science.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole cognitive ability, I think, is going to bring a whole new generation of creativity into our industry. When you think about the whole cognitive ability, it really reaches back into some of the 16th century philosophers that taught humans how to think, or how humans how to frame problems. Now that we're trying to teach machines how to think, we have to go all the way back into some of the great thinkers of that are usually found in philosophy to start thinking about the algorithms of what do you do to help humans really think things through in a very robust way. To how do you teach a machine to think? So I think that that's going to open up the aperture to a whole new generation of people coming into computer science. And with the modern tools that are put in place, I think that we're going to see that, once again, maybe this 2050 digital revolution is going to look more like a 16th century philosopher.
To anyone who's aspiring to be a CEO, what advice do you have?
I think number one is you got to love the job, and you've got to love working with people. And you have to define success not with the success that you get yourself. You have to define success and how you've made other people successful. If you focus on those types of things and you've got the personality to do it, I think you're a great, you're a great candidate to be a CEO. If you don't like what you're doing, you'll run out of energy. The job requires an extraordinary amount of energy. And secondly, when you think about the job, almost nothing can be done by yourself. You have to be a force multiplier. You have to find ways to inspire other great people to want to do things and collaborate with you on the things that you might initiate to get done or have come to understand need to get done.
What a discussion.
Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you so much, Mike. Appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Now we use a fist pump here.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.